Marty, good to see you.
Good to see you, Fred.
I like starting with good news, and the Aggies are really in the spotlight.
They are, and both teams, they both took the WAC championship last Saturday, and I'm not surprised. I think the men were maybe not favored because Bakersfield was seeded number one.
Uh-huh.
The women were number one, and that's no surprise. They're both going to the NCAA tournament. The women play Saturday. It's an early game before noon. The men play Friday in Tulsa. The women are in Hutchinson, Kansas. Manhattan, Kansas. And so, there's some viewing parties for the men that are set up. I don't know about the women yet. At Corbett Center, and also at the Cineport.
Cineport 10 at the Mesilla Valley Mall.
You can
get all the details in tomorrow's Las Cruces Bulletin. I know there are watch parties on campus as well. This is really exciting stuff for
the
Aggies. So go Aggies. We want to see them do a great job here looking at tomorrow, Friday, and then Saturday for the ladies. Right?
Both games, they'll be underdogs. But all right. I wouldn't be surprised following them all year. If one of them moves on.
Absolutely. All right. We move on to other news and some sad news, but a wonderful article in the Las Cruces Bulletin by Mike Cook, who writes about a longtime Las Cruces Public Schools school board member, Chuck Davis, who passed away.
Apparently, Chuck was a beloved a figure in this community, and I believe he was elected four times to the school board, but he'd served in education for decades, and Mike talked to a lot of people who worked with Chuck. He talked to his family, to his children, his wife, and it's a real sweet, really portrait and inviting portrait of the man who made a difference in this community.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Also, something that happens every year, and this is the 75th marking the 75th anniversary, the Baton Death March this weekend.
Right, Sunday early at White Sands Golf Club. I didn't know they had a golf club. But it's pretty close to the boundary of the Oregon Mountains National Monument.
Really a stunning setting for that. It is.
And it's a very difficult course because it's a lot of sand. And
yeah.
but there's two courses. There's a marathon 26.2 and a 14.2 mile. And there are five blind veterans that are going to be marching there. I am told, we didn't get it in the story, but I'm told that there's a 99-year-old gentleman who's also going to be taking part.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's 3 months shy of being 100 years old.
What an inspiration.
So there's all kinds of human interest stories out there
okay.
on Sunday.
And we do have a story on our website about that as well at krwg.org. And you can read more in tomorrow's Las Cruces Bulletin. As well, you can read about a big, big success from New Mexico State University, the Las Cruces International Film Festival. What an exciting year this was.
It was, and there was a lot. There was just a good vibe around town. I went to a number of films. I saw a lot of shorts. I like shorts because even if you don't like the film, it's over in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
But no, I saw some features, some of which I liked and some of which I really didn't like. So, but that's all personal taste. The evening parties, the get-togethers, were at really nice venues, Hotel Encanto, La Posta, the Farm and Ranch Museum, and so forth. And they were just really, really nice to see a lot. It was a pretty hip crowd, you might say, a coastal crowd in many ways, mingling with the local film community, which, you know, is really starting to take off. And it's getting a buzz in the industry. Southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, we're getting a sound studio being built.
Yep.
And there's a lot of exciting things going on in the film industry. And this kind of capped it off. And it was, you know, obviously good for the economy and gave Las Cruces some cachet nationally. It was great.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to next year.
Yeah, can't wait for next year. We only have about 20 seconds here, but John Barella of the Borderplex spoke at the Hispanic Chamber, too.
Yes, and what he had to say is very important, and we have a story on that. It's a very important speech about the Mexico-U.S. cultural economic relationship.
Symbiotic relationship.
Yes. Symbiotic.
All right. Yes. All right. We have Marty Racine. He is with us, the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and much more in tomorrow's Bulletin. Marty, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Fred.